Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Imagine This. I'm, again, Gavin Bowman, and joining me on this call, as always, is Catherine Harris. Say hey, Catherine.
Hi.
Awesome. So for anyone just tuning in for the first time, Imagine This is a show where we talk about all things tech, inspiring you guys to go and build awesome things, informing you guys about the awesome things that other people are building. And it's coming from us tech lovers to you tech lovers or future tech lovers, hopefully both, right? In this episode today, we're talking about predicting the future. So using data to make actionable predictions on pretty much anything. Data is beautiful. And we're going to talk about how we can use data science versus just personal intuition and what I may think, you know, would work for certain things to make my predictions and make my inferences and things of that nature. And just what methods other people are using out there. So, Kat, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. Like, data science is just, the application of scientific method on data. So we're going to be using it to kind of, you know, talk about big events that are happening. So the Super Bowl just passed, March Madness is coming up, the Academy Awards, and of course our own Imagine Cup. So using the data that we know about all of those events and kind of figuring out a way to predict the outcomes for all of them. So check out this cool Feet on the Street clip asking people what they think the outcomes of some of those events are.
Mommy, because she painted an orca for me.
Would you predict Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk? D'Angelo Really Love? Taylor Swift? Blank Space?
What movie? Awesome.
Thank you.
Is every kid in this building gonna do that?
Awesome. So as you guys saw, some people got the predictions right, some people not so much right. And that's pretty much what happens when you go primarily on intuition. And you find that if you have data backing all those things up, you can do so much more. You can make really, really actionable insights. I think I've said that before. Well, you can make awesome predictions that are, you know, rooted in fact or, you know, in previous things, right? So we've got a ton of other things, other instances where prediction and data, big data, have helped us figure out where we're going just from where we came from. So a good example of this is, a good example of this is the March Madness predictor made by Bing, right? And it's an algorithm that Microsoft built in-house that can predict the winning team for March Madness, which Kat just found out is college football.
Yeah, so basketball.
Oh, God, I said football, no!
Really watches basketball? I mean, everyone watches basketball. I don't. It's like, blah. Anyway, with politics as well, like, I know one guy, he used, data science and predictive analytics. I think his name was, Brian Silver, and he has a site called 538.org, and he predicted in 2012, that election, how every single state was going to vote and got it right and predicted that Obama was going to win.
Every state?
Yeah, every single state he got right. And I was like, dang. There's also other predictors out there. There's one for the Academy Awards. There's also this great site called Kaggle. I think it's pronounced Kaggle. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Kaggle. And it's this data science competition site where you can go on their site and they have all these big companies have awards for different data science problems that they have. So you can kind of go on and see what type of problems that these companies are encountering. It's like Walmart or Amazon and NASA and a lot of government agencies. And you can go and you can kind of test to see what other people have done and see their scripts and learn from them, as well as try and win the competitions yourself. And they also have a lot of free data online. A lot of the times at hackathons, people are like, oh, I want to do this machine learning thing, but I don't have the data to kind of drive what we're trying to do. So Kaggle also has like large amounts of data that you can use, or if you go to like really any city, I think has a lot of like free open data. So I live in San Francisco, so I think it's like SF Data Open has all the information about the city that's for the government, and so you can use that to kind of drive your projects forward, since most predictive analysts need a lot of data to kind of figure out past trends and then use that model and either use like supervised modeling, which is like you have this trained model that you're going to flood data in and get a result, or unsupervised, which is kind of like you have all of this data and you have an outcome that you want and you kind of see the patterns or analyze the patterns in the data to try and then get that result that you're trying to figure out. But yeah, there's a lot of resources out there, and you can check out Kaggle. Also, a person at Microsoft who's great with data science is Andrew Mole. He's also in San Francisco, great guy. You can find him at Ask the Data on Twitter, and his GitHub, I'm pretty sure, is Andrew Mole. So Andrew and then M-O-L-L. So github.com/his name. And you can find all of his cool projects that he's done on data science and machine learning and predictive analytics there. Yeah. Sorry, awesome. A lot of information, but
no, you know. No, I'm actually learning a lot too right now.
Yeah.
And Kat's right. So there's like pretty much any big sort of government organization out there has a bunch of open data out there for free. You can just pull it all down and play around with it. I know the CDC has a lot of things. One of my college projects was using CDC data to actually come out with some really depressing results. Guys, we are all going to die, and it's going to be really sad.
No, it's going to be a zombie apocalypse. We all know
zombie apocalypse is not that far around the horizon, guys.
Yeah.
Or my project was just completely biased. Well, whichever. Yeah. Also, NASA has a ton of data that you can just use. Everything from pictures of space. You could, student at a hackathon literally remodeled Mars using picture data from NASA. It was insane. It's insane. It's just really awesome. So, there's a ton of stuff out there. And I think the biggest thing, if you wanted to get started in data science, is just to see the direct applications of it. All right. So Microsoft has done a lot of things, again, with our March Madness predictor. And we've also have the Academy Awards predictor in order for us to determine, well, guess, you know, who's going to win what category in the Academy Awards, which was awesome. And I think we're pretty spot on with that.
Yeah. Also, like, we encourage you to go out there and keep predicting. And Azure has, which is the Microsoft Cloud, has this great modeling tools for our machine learning sites. You can go on there and test some stuff out and see if you can guess some of the winners of the events we kind of mentioned, and then also for the Imagine Cup, see if you guys can guess who's going to win. It's on Thursday, March 31st. You can check it out there at imaginecup.com/USA for more details. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you guys again for joining us for another episode of Imagine This. Again, my name is the glorious Gavin Bowman.
Oh, and I am just the Cat Harris.
What?
I don't know.
You couldn't.
I can't think of a K.
The courageous K cat? I don't know.
There we go. The courageous Cat Harris.
It just has to be phonetic.
I couldn't think of anything. You put me under pressure. All right, you guys. Have a great rest of your week/weekend whenever you watch this, and keep predicting.
Sweet. See you guys later. I'm going to go take a nap.